Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now, for the first time, state-funded home carers will be paid for travelling between service users and will get the National Living Wage under new Department of Health plans. It's all part of an initiative to address recruitment and retention problems in this vital care sector. An awful lot of families up and down the country are depending on home carers. A working group last year recommended that the government commit to paying home support workers a minimum wage of €12.90 an hour, as well as travel expenses. But groups representing carers today, they said that the wage increase will result in a reduction in care hours and is a form of shrinkflation, they say, being introduced by the Minister for Health. Well, to debate this, I'm joined by the Minister for Mental Health and Older People, Mary Butler, TD from Waterford, and also by Sean Moynihan, the CEO of Alone, the organisation that supports older people to age at home. You're both very welcome indeed to the programme. Minister Mary Butler, I'll start with you, if I may. What are the main provisions of this new deal for home carers?
Good afternoon, Cormac, and good afternoon, Sean, and everybody listening. Can I say from the outset, there are absolutely no cuts to home care hours. There are no proposal to cut hours. The only proposal we have is to make sure that those working in the private, community and voluntary home care sector are better looked after. And we also will and have already delivered an additional 370,000 hours this year up to the end of May. 9 million hours have already been delivered up to the end of May, which is an increase of 370,000 hours on last year. There's a perception out there because we readjusted.
Okay, sorry. Before you get to perceptions and correcting what's said, what's in this new deal?
Okay, so what's in this new deal is, as you quite rightly said, last year I put in place the Strategic Workforce Advisory Group to look at the reason why we weren't encouraging as many people into home care that we needed. So today, 55,000 people in Ireland, the length and breadth of the country, will have received home care. There'll be many receiving home care as I speak now. And we were trying to encourage more people into home care. So the first thing we did was that in the new tender that's currently being devised, that the national living wage would be paid. That is €13.10 per hour. So this was match funded by government working with the private providers. The second piece
and
was...
That would be the new rate under this deal for home carers, is that right?
That would be the minimum rate.
€13.10.
€13.10. And the government, the public purse, working with the community, voluntary and private sector, we shared funded that each, €177 per person.
Okay. The pain and just in terms of comparison, what was the rate before now?
You see, the rate varied. So the community and voluntaries could have paid a rate up to about €14 per hour. The HSE pays €16.54 an hour plus mileage. And the private providers pay all different rates.
Okay. And how is this an improvement then?
So this is a massive improvement because these are for people who are working in the sector. So I meet healthcare workers the whole time who work for private companies and they are not satisfied with the amount of money they received. So now they will receive a minimum of €13.10.
Okay.
The second piece is for the first time ever, there will be payment for travel time. And this piece is funded by the government. And that's €2.99 an hour for travel time. So the time spent by carers travelling between house to house to provide services, this will now be paid for. This wasn't done before. And the third and most important piece was what the various organisations looked for, the legacy rates. There was a significant difference in the rates of pay that were paid going back as far as 2014. All different rates. There was 100 different rates payable to different companies, different providers. So now we have a basic core rate of €31 per hour.
This is for the service provider, let's say a company that a family might contact to get a care. So that company, the service provider, will get, what did you say, €31
per hour, a core rate. So basically what happens is the HSE will agree a service level agreement with community, voluntary and private providers, and there will be a core rate paid across the books at €31. Previously, there was all
so
different
the company,
rates.
So the company will get €31.
Correct.
And out of that, they'll pay the carer who'll be doing the work €13.10.
a minimum of €13.10, and also €2.99 for travel
that,
as well.
That seems like a very good deal for the company, but not for the person doing the actual work.
Yeah, so it's up to each individual company now to look after their employees and to stop the drift away from people leaving this type of work.
Did you want the minimum to be more than €13.10?
No, we wanted the minimum to be the national living wage, and that national living wage, as you know, increases year on year. So we wanted it to be the national living wage.
So you were happy with €13.10, and that's very often these people doing this work. They're contractees, aren't they? So they don't get pension pay.
They absolutely
are. They don't
are.
Get sick pay. Is that right? They don't get holiday pay.
Yeah. So the way home care works in the country at the moment, there's a split of between. So the HSE, my budget this year to provide home care to people living in Ireland who want to age in place is €723 million. Mm-hmm. 60% of the work is delivered through the community, voluntary and the private sector. 40% is delivered through the HSE. It varies all over the country. Donegal would be the cream of the crop. Most of the providers in Donegal are HSE, for example. So the HSE then work with the various organisations. So for now, what we have, so for those working in the sector, they can now receive a minimum of national living wage,
€13.10.
It absolutely is.
But there's more to do. Okay, so there's no cut in hours either. Sean Moynihan of Alone, it's an improvement. Would you agree?
Oh, look, absolutely. I think we would have to congratulate the department, the minister, on the improvements the last couple of years. We've legislation coming soon, standards of home care. And the reality is these are modest increases of pay for people who do a vital job for people across young and old. I suppose the challenge when we saw this come out was at the end of the press release from the Department of Health, it says that the targets for providing home care will reduce from 23.9 million to 22 million hours this year. And our concern as an organisation on the ground and in people working with people, trying to help people age at home, trying to help people get home from hospital, is for the nearly 7,000 people waiting on home care, what's the impact of that reduction of target, where we absolutely accept the bona fides of the journey that we're travelling towards a right to home care for young and old, and the efforts and how complex an issue this is, as per the minister has outlined.
But the minister is saying that there won't be a reduction in the care hours provided. You don't accept that then?
Well, it's not that I'm not accepting it. I suppose I'm reading the note at the end of the press release from the Department of Health. So that was what we responded to, rather than we would very much welcome the increase, and it would have been campaigned for. We're part of the Home Care Coalition, mm-hmm. 23 NGOs working, and we would have put in submissions to government about these rates of pay, because it's the only way we're going to retain staff to do these jobs.
So let's get clarity from the minister right now on that. The target was 23.9 million hours. It's gone down to 22 now.
Okay, so I wanted to be open and transparent, and I didn't want to. I had to reduce the target to meet the budget, but the target was unachievable this year and it was unachievable last year. So last year, 20.8 million hours were delivered and the target was 23.9 million. This year, my target is 22 million hours, which I'm fully funded and costed for. So when we were doing our negotiations, obviously I have to work with the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform, and my €723 million will cover an allocation of 22 million hours this year. So that was part of my budget for 2023.
The target for this year, as Sean is pointing out, wasn't 22, it was 23.9 million hours.
Yes, but that target is in place with the last 3 years and it was unachievable.
Why was it unachievable? Did you ask the Minister for Public Expenditure for more money?
Yes, sure. I secured an extra 50 million
for an estimate to secure 23.9 million hours.
I didn't because I didn't have enough staff to deliver it. As you will know, since I've came into this role, I've secured an extra 228 million for home support since 2021. We're now looking at the budget estimates for 2024. I know for a fact that I have enough money this year to deliver 22 million hours.
Sean, you had a question on the waiting list then and how this will end up. Do you want to ask the minister?
I think what I'd say to the minister is, and I know Minister well, the reality is the minister is in a very difficult position, because with an ageing population and the demand here and trying to release the pressure from acute care, it's like the housing. You know, great progress is being made, but unfortunately the demand is is so much that we need extraordinary measures to try and meet that demand. And our concern is for those people on those waiting lists and the stress and distress that can cause.
So what's going to happen to the waiting list? The 7,000 people now, sir?
And there's not quite seven, but the point is there's 3,273 people on a waiting list, fully funded. And there's 2,900 people already receiving supports, but not the maximum hours advised. And I think it's very important to get that point across.
So what will happen to the people on the waiting list?
So we've a lot of people who receive supports Monday to Friday, but unfortunately we can't secure the providers at the weekend because everybody needs their own time off.
So what will they do?
So basically, there's, as I said, there's 2,900 people receiving supports. The whole purpose of
the question is, you didn't look for extra funding to meet the actual demand that's there. So the people who won't have a carer for the weekends or during the week, what will they do?
I have sufficient funding to deliver 22 million hours this year. We don't even have enough staff to deliver the 22 million hours.
And that's why carers. So what will they do?
All those on the waiting list are fully funded. I can't be clearer. They are already after be funding, but we are waiting. He's not shaking his head. I know Sean very, very well, Cormac, and please be fair to me.
I am being fair, but I'm being told that there are thousands of people on the waiting list here. My question is, will they get a carer?
They will get a carer when a carer becomes available. So we have 2,900 people already receiving supports, but not the maximum hours. We have 3,273 people on a waiting list. And the reason I put in place the Strategic Workforce Advisory Group was to try and get more carers into a caring role. And this is the first step on the way today. By having a tender process in place where those working will now be better paid and they will receive travel time, and the industry were asking for us to resolve the legacy issues. So this is a good news story. This is not a bad news story.
It is, I suppose.
It's a good news story.
Sean,
no, it really is.
Yeah, I know.
It's a good news story, in fairness. There's 723 million being paid. And for the first time, carers in the private sector have the possibility now, and they will be paid the national living wage.
It is a good news story if it entices more carers into the system.
Yeah.
It's not a big if, Sean, though.
I think, in fairness, that's the challenge for the minister, for us, for everybody, is that we have to make this an attractive job with good terms, good conditions, good training, and hopefully the introduction of quality standards and FITAC levels will really help here. And I think that's really where we need a 3 to 5 year plan of how we're going to find people, how we're going to recruit people, how there may be situations maybe that people on job seekers could basically, retrain or hold on to certain allowances and move into this area. And I think we need that level of creativity. And we, and I suppose all the members of the Home Care Alliance, stand, and we meet with the department, and we hope to create more of those solutions to make sure that nobody's left without
home care. We do have a plan, Sean. As you know, it's the Strategic Workforce Advisory Group. There were 16 recommendations. One of the recommendations happened in January when we went outside the EU to encourage home care workers to come in. As of today, 160 people have applied for permits. Three more of the recommendations have been delivered today in the new price that will be paid in the core rate. And we will continue to work on this to deliver.
Maybe they should be increasing with an aging demographic and so on.
Okay, I'll just reiterate again. There was 20.8 million hours delivered last year. We will deliver 22 million hours this year. We've already delivered 9 million by the end. We're running ahead of target. And we will look then at the targets for next year in next year's estimates. We're well into the year now, as you know. And I secured an extra 50 million euro for home care this year, which will be spent.
Look, Minister Mary Butler and Sean Moynihan of Alone, thank you very much indeed.